Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Public Library this morning. Welcome back to KSJE from the Farmington Public Library. Jennifer Lee Ryan is here. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Am I in trouble?
You're in trouble. Yeah, I didn't have time to think of a new nickname for you. Sorry.
Hey, make sure all of our watchers and listeners, make sure you watch the Christmas parade because there is some comedy gold in there.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it.
Comedy gold.
Jenny Lee was one of the co-hosts of our Christmas parade coverage and had a whole stack of dad jokes to share.
And I'm a hoot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Moving on. We also want to welcome to the studio, Diane Pinkham is here as well from the Farmington Public Library, Adult Services Librarian. Diane, good morning and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Nice to have you here as well. And I'm sorry for what your project experience with Jenny Lee and me. It's just.
But you look really good on camera.
Oh, see? Thanks.
Look at, right, yeah. Look at that. There you go.
Yeah, thank
okay.
You.
Good job. All right. Everyone looks great. What's wrong with you?
Well.
But there you go. So. Welcome back, and gosh, December. Here we are in December.
I know.
How'd that happen?
End of 2023.
Yeah.
This is the 11th appearance that I've made on KSJE this year.
Wow.
Technically, because we skipped November.
That's right.
Because I was bumped for something.
You were. Something was going on.
Yeah. Something more important than me, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. There you are. But now you're back. So
I'm back. I'm here.
It's okay.
I'm ready and raring to go, and we are ready for the holiday season the library. Yes.
Okay. The tree's up?
The tree is up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It looks beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When do you get any pictures
of the
tree?
Because I didn't help.
Oh, all right.
Okay. We should post a picture of the tree.
We should.
You should, you guys.
We'll have to work on that today.
Yeah.
Diane is like our social media, whiz.
Okay.
She does most of the posts.
Nice.
So,
is there a theme of the tree this year?
The Books? Tree is up.
Okay. It's just up.
It has lights.
All right.
That's
chaos,
the theme.
Maybe. I don't know.
Chaos.
We were
fair
scrambling
enough.
To get it
chaos
up.
And mayhem.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. All right. So anyway, but you are ready for December. You've got a lot of things for folks maybe who are going to be on break with their kids.
Right. So we are going to have some holiday closures, as we always do. We'll be closed for 4 days.
Right.
Starting the Saturday before Christmas. I believe it's the 22nd.
Let's find out.
Through the 25th.
The Saturday will be the 23rd.
Okay, so the 23rd through the 26th.
Which is a Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah. So we're closed.
All right.
Don't you love when I join my
friends? Calendars are fun.
Yeah, calendars are a hoot. So we'll be closed, but you can still use our online resources. And this year,
yes,
we have two new streaming services that are free with your library card.
And PIN.
Yes. So one is called Hoopla.
Okay.
Hoopla, you can get downloadable ebooks, downloadable audiobooks, but you also have the Hallmark Movies Now Binge Pass.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So all those Hallmark movies you can get free with your library card, and you can just binge them for 4 days while we're closed.
Wow.
Or just start binging now.
You could. There's enough of them.
Yeah.
I think you could.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it's the same four actors and the same plot line for all of them, but, you know, it's comfort.
You're right.
It's comfort, and it's cozy, and it's good to, you know.
Okay.
We like to, you know, cozy up next to the fireplace and binge our Hallmark movies, so you can stream those.
You could do that right now.
Free from the library.
Okay.
With your library card.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you don't get in before the 23rd or the 22nd to get your library card,
right,
you can sign up for a library card online at infoway.org.
Okay.
In fact, that's the first step. So do that right now at infoway.org. get your e-card and then bring your e-card number in, your photo ID, your proof of mailing address, and if you are under 18, bring in an adult with a valid library card to sign for it. And then you can get the actual card that checks out books. But if you're stuck and you haven't had a chance to come in and get a library card, you can get an e-card while we're closed, and that'll work. That'll unlock Hoopla and also Canopy, which is our other streaming service.
All right.
So
what does that do?
Same thing.
All right.
You can stream movies. Lots of holiday classics are on there. They have like a whole list put together.
Okay.
Canopy is part of Overdrive, which has been our downloadable ebook and audiobook service.
Right.
So we added Canopy to it, which is, and it's Canopy with a K. So we added that. You can stream holiday movies again from your library card. Yeah.
Okay.
Canopy is great because they have a lot of great documentaries. And if you're not, like I'm not a documentary person, but there are some topics that I will watch a documentary on.
Okay.
So one of the ones on Canopy right now is I Am Big Bird. It's the Carol Spinney documentary, and it's just beautifully done. So you can find out how he went from, you know, how he plays Big Bird,
right,
but also Oscar the Grouch. So the most positive and the most negative.
Wow.
And right. Which one he's more like, how he came up with the ideas, how he got, you know, connected with Jim Henson. And
Okay.
So that's one of the great documentaries on Canopy that I recommend. But you can, there's entertainment, there's, you know, for those of us listening, The Holly and the Ivy. So a lot of older movies that you may not be able to get anywhere else. And whether you're, you know, watching it for the first time or revisiting a classic that you saw a long time ago.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. Again, free with your library card.
And they're free, right?
And they're free.
Free.
Yeah. So we've always had, when we started downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, we started with Overdrive.
Right.
So to Overdrive, we've added Canopy. And then this year we added Hoopla, which is fun to say.
You're right, apparently.
And Hoopla.
Okay.
And it, so we added Hoopla, which has, you know, the same stuff. So now we have more, there's more for you to download and stream.
And the Hallmark movies is just one part of Hoopla. There's more to it than just that.
Oh, there's tons. Okay. I haven't even delved into, do you know?
Yeah, there's access to ebooks, audiobooks, magazines. Something that I used to use in the past when my daughter was a lot smaller was the ebooks that actually read out loud to you.
Oh, nice.
So I would, you know, busy mom, exhausted, didn't want to read, you know, the 20th book to her out loud because, you know, by a certain point your voice just starts crackling and you just don't want to do it anymore. And so I would play these recordings for her and it would turn the pages for you. And it's really neat what it offers.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, very good. And that's just part of the online media offerings from the Farmington Public Library. We talked a lot
about
all the different things that are available.
There's a ton. Actually, I had a friend post on Facebook today that she's looking for, her son likes Berenstain Bears. She doesn't know what books to get him for Christmas. And I sent her the link to Novelist. So you can put in, you know, your favorite book.
Right.
And it'll come up with read-alikes because we know avid readers run out of things to read.
Yeah.
Right.
So this will keep you stocked with ideas. There are so many books out there.
But they'll have certain genres or certain narrators for audiobooks.
Yeah.
And so you can pick and choose who you would prefer to listen to
or authors.
Yeah, or authors that read similar to other titles.
And that's what Novelist will do.
Yeah.
All of that. And we can show you how to use that at the library, but it's such a valuable resource that people don't know about. Again, you can access it from home.
Nice.
While you're, you know, while we're closed, you can look at that. When you've got the family together and you would like to prove that you're not related to some of those relatives, you can
use where you were going with that. Now I know. All right.
There's we have Ancestry for Libraries, which you can only use in the library.
Okay.
But there's also Heritage Quest, and I believe you can use that outside
the library.
Yeah. It only asks when you try to access any of majority of the databases outside of the library, it'll ask you for your library card number and your PIN. But you can certainly access those resources outside the library. You don't have to be in the library or on campus, what we like to call it, to access those databases.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And for Jen Lee's point, that'll help for genealogy searches and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. I cannot be related to this person.
How is that possible? But here it is, in black and white, full color.
Crud.
All right.
So there are a very few that are not available outside of the library. I know Ancestry for Libraries is one of them. Mm-hmm. And it just has to do with the licensing and how we subscribe to it. The online databases are really your best resource, because you may be shocked to learn that not everything on the internet is true.
What?
I know, right?
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
So our databases, one of the things that is really helpful about them is that we pay the subscription. So it's not an advertiser paying for access.
Right.
The library is, and we pay for, we want vetted information. We want to be able to prove, you know, this is actual information.
Backed up with sources that you can look at and confirm and verify and all those things, right?
Sources, peer-reviewed sources, those kinds of things. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're not just going on a Google search.
Yeah. Or Wikipedia.
Which is a helpful place to start.
Right. That's right.
But once you start writing the paper, or once you start, you know, defending, trying to negate the latest QAnon theory to Uncle Bob over Christmas, you want the online databases from the library. Those are vetted sources, not just something you pulled up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
So. But Wikipedia is good because it'll kind of give you a direction where to search or what to look for.
True.
So
it's like an abstract, you know, you get the little bit of information and then you have to go and actually search for it to make sure that it's correct.
That's true. Well, and as I tell my students here too, you can start with Wikipedia. It's a great place to start, but not finish your research. And if they have sources at the bottom of the article, you can click through usually to some of those and then verify that that's where the information is coming from. And that can at least help you to get to some of those other places. But the library does all that work for you.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
See, so there you go. That's great. All right.
We still make you write your own paper.
Well, of course.
Right.
However, we have tutor.com that will proofread papers for you.
Nice.
So yeah, so you can connect with a live tutor. They can proofread your papers. It's tutor.com, but there's something else. I was just doing the publicity stuff for it, and it's You can find online resources to proofread your paper before you turn it in.
Smart.
Yeah.
There you go. And I know you always talk about the homework help that's available too. That's another online resource too.
Yeah,
right?
that's tutor.com, and then there's something else. We can help you find it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if you notice, I'm not the actual librarian.
That's why Diane is here.
That's why Diane is here.
I'm so thankful that Diane is here.
She knows her stuff.
The actual librarian.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah, just come to the reference desk and we're happy to help anyone with research help, that kind of stuff.
Right. And that is their job, your job, right?
Yeah, that is my job. I am a reference librarian, so we're there to help you guys.
People will call you and say, I'm looking for this answer to this thing, and where do I find it, or what?
Oh, definitely. Actually, I had an interesting conversation about a month ago with a librarian from out of state, one of the southern states. I don't remember where it was from. She turned out to be the director of that library, which I didn't know until I emailed her. But she was just asking for another patron that had come in, you know, that asked for her help about locating a family member that was long deceased. And they kind of roughly knew that they had lived in our city in Farmington. And thankfully, we have a Farmington City directory that we keep backtrack of in our Lock Southwest collection. So I was actually able to find the mortuary where this person, you know, had their services. And it was back from the 1950s. So long before we had internet.
Right.
And so it was really interesting to find that information and just kind of make the connection for them.
And confirm it.
Yeah, and confirm it. And so I was able to give them that information, and she was just like, wow, librarians, you know, rule the world.
So it's not just our librarians, it's like a whole network of librarians.
That's right.
Yeah, we love helping each other out.
And our director always says, Google can bring back a million answers, a librarian can bring back, give you the right answer.
Yeah.
Very true. That's very true.
So
good to know.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. And of course, December means there's another big event coming up at the library on the 21st.
Shortest party of the year on the longest day of the year.
Right. Or shortest day of the year, longest night of the year. Winter solstice. Longest day would be summer.
I totally botched that.
But that's okay. You know what you meant.
I was practicing the whole way over here.
Well, I should have been concentrating on driving. But anyway.
Apparently.
Yes. Anyway, it's the winter solstice celebration on December 21st.
And this year it's going to be a little bit different. We've got Cynthia J. Sylvester. She was at the library earlier this year doing a book talk.
On the longest day of the year? No.
Probably.
I don't even know it. I need coffee.
Those summer nights. They were long.
She's coming back. The point is she's coming back.
She's coming back. And Diane has a little bit more information about her, but she's fascinating.
Tell us.
Yeah, so Cynthia Sylvester will be here with us. She's bringing along her band. It's called the Secret Seven Acoustic Duo. Her performance is going to be an interweaving of her spoken text, basically from her book, The Halfway Album, and they're going to kind of play music around that. And so she'll be performing from 11:15 to noon. As you know, noon is when the winter solstice happens, so we'll kind of be focused on that and enjoying that moment. The Halfway Album is a collection of fiction, poetry, and nonfiction. I don't want to give too much details of that.
Right.
Because we'd love for you to be there and experience it. But Cynthia did reach out to me in September and let me know that her book was nominated for a New Mexico Arizona Book Award. So that's kind of exciting. So
nice.
That kind of tells you a little bit about her work.
Very cool. And of course, every solstice, the library does a short but festive celebration.
Yes. Yeah. This year it'll be about 45 minutes. And then at 12 noon, the sun frames that solstice marker perfectly.
Like that. Oh, okay.
From a previous year, yeah.
And we'll try to live stream that again. We did that for the summer solstice, and it was, a joy for those that weren't able to physically attend. So we hope to do that again.
It's always cool. And again, it's all because of the way the building and the rotunda was designed, that these windows line up with these markings on the floor for each solstice event, winter and summer.
Lots of math.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Right.
I did not do the math, which is why it works.
That's good. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, and the winter solstice is, it's become a holiday tradition. It's a bigger celebration than the summer solstice, only because the marker is a lot smaller.
Right.
And it's over by the book drop, so we have to block the book drop when we do the summer solstice. Winter solstice, it's fair game. It's right there, smack dab in the middle.
There you go.
Plenty of room to see it happening as it's happening. It's pretty, you think, my first year I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch light move, but it's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
It really is.
And
you can see that light approaching, and you're looking at the time, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's gonna hit it soon.
It's gonna all coincide, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Thankfully, we're here in New Mexico, where most years it is looking like it looks in the picture. The sun is out. We don't have a lot of clouds to mess up the solstice, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think the first year there were some clouds, and we tried to do a spotlight, and not so much.
Doesn't
so
work
it only
well.
Works. But even if it is cloudy, we still have a party.
Yeah.
We have fun.
So that's good. That's very good. So excellent. Well, it's coming up on the 21st. Again, around 11, everything starts. 11:15, the entertainment starts.
Yeah. Around 11:15.
And right there on the rotunda in the middle of the library.
Yep, right smack.
Oh, and I also forgot to mention, we'll have a local bookseller, Amy's Bookcase, there. She will be selling the Half White Album for Cynthia. So if you'd like to purchase a copy, we could do that. And then, of course, Cynthia can autograph that if you'd like.
Nice. One-stop shop.
Yeah.
Right before a certain major holiday, so that could be good for gift giving, perhaps, huh?
Very good gift to give.
Right? An autographed book, so there you go. Very good. What else is coming up? What else is going on?
Well, coming up in January, and I don't have all the details on this, but speaking of vetted information, we're doing in Beanstack, we're going to do a media literacy bingo challenge. So this one has some articles in it that kind of tell you how to tell if something's fake or if something's, you know, real, or if it's rumor, or if it's, you know, verified, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's a minutes reading challenge. We'll do, if you finish four in a row, you get a $5 gift card. Only because I can't buy a $4 gift card.
Right.
they don't really exist.
You get a freebie.
There you go.
And then if you get the blackout, you get a $20 gift card.
What is that?
A blackout?
Yeah.
Where you get all the squares.
Oh, okay.
You don't know how to play bingo?
Well, I never heard it described as blackout before.
Well, you need to learn how to play bingo before you go to the retirement home.
Evidently,
Scott.
I do. That's true. Time is of the essence.
Yes.
So there you go. Thank you for the advice. There you are.
Hey, that was free.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
We work at the library. Our advice is free.
Right. And of course, Beanstack
is free.
Is the, that's true.
That was funny.
Beanstack is the app that you use
with
the library to access all these other challenges and games and contests to maybe win fabulous prizes.
Yeah, it's our reading tracker app. So download it now. Look for Farmington Public Library, New Mexico.
Right.
So join
not
in
Michigan,
on our library.
Not Connecticut, and, not any of the other states that has a Farmington library.
Yeah, no, New Mexico. Okay. They all have a Farmington Public Library, I'm sorry to say.
Yes.
But ours is the one that's in New Mexico. So just
obviously. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, and you can start logging your reading now. You can join challenges. You can log your reading even if you're not, in, you know, if none of the challenges really appeal to you. But it is how we do our summer reading program. And right now, we've got a, I'm calling it the Mariah board. Last year, it was the Santa board. This year, it says, all I want for Christmas is, and then you fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of how we're figuring out what the hot prizes are, provided by our Farmington Public Library Foundation.
Gotcha.
So
you'll use that maybe for the summer reading prizes, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
From this Christmas. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So come in. It's okay to be, you know, materialistic because I cannot purchase peace on earth. So.
Right. As much as you'd like to, maybe.
As much as I would love to.
Yeah.
That's great that you put that there, but put like what the hot toy is. So far I'm seeing the PS5. I haven't seen the Switch 2 come up, but we don't know the release date on it. What do your kids want for Christmas?
Yeah. There's a focus group right there.
They might want to watch this later, so I probably should.
Gotcha.
Never mind.
But it's definitely video game related.
Okay.
All right. Fair
yeah,
enough.
So come in, fill out the Mariah board. It helps us out when, you know, if there's something that you really want that you think that we should have as a summer reading prize, put it on the board.
Or even a grand prize, right?
Yeah.
Because we had a kind of ballpark, you know, think about what we wanted to do last summer. And the mountain bike seemed to be really popular.
Oh, yeah. And that came out of, you know, we did the research and then we talked about it and we kind of, you know, were able to up our game. So
nice.
The more ideas we get, the better it's going to be. But yeah, we'll look at, you know, we'll have the grand prizes. We'll have the raffle prizes. So anything, you know, probably not a new car.
Okay. Oh, but okay.
But yeah. So
be reasonable, but you want to know. You want to know what folks are.
Come fill out my Mariah board.
Okay, and that's through the Beanstack app.
It's at the library. It's a marker board.
It's actually at the library.
It's actually at the library.
So we actually have to get out of our homes and come to the library,
which you love to do.
I do.
Well, you can come visit our Christmas tree too.
And the tree.
That's a great excuse to see.
That's true.
It. Yeah,
tell
us in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us what the theme is.
All right.
Yeah.
See it in person. The chaos theme.
The chaos theme.
Yeah.
Or maybe you come up with a better one, sure.
Okay.
So, you can determine what it is.
I'll put it on the Mariah board.
Put it on the Mariah board.
I will.
I know. I tried to get a picture of Mariah Carey, like, blown up and, you know, put it at the bottom, but I couldn't find one that was high resolution enough to put on there. So, apparently,
She's everywhere.
I know.
I'm shocked, but okay.
But yeah, but they apparently they're very protective of you stealing her image.
Well, that would make sense too, wouldn't it?
Because yeah, it's not on Adobe stock.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the high-res version is not
got it
out okay. there on the internets.
Very good. So, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, before we run out of time, I do want to talk to Diane a little bit too. If there's anything else going on in your area that we want to talk about this morning, have we covered everything?
Yeah,
pretty much
for the end of the year.
Yeah,
we had a. Oh, I guess I should make the announcement. We were supposed to have the Navajo Housing Authority come out.
You had a workshop tomorrow night, right?
Yeah,
you had to cancel.
That unfortunately had to be canceled.
Okay.
They had staffing issues.
So it'll be rescheduled a little.
Yeah, we hope to bring them back in the springtime.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think we've got them booked for January. This is part of our Smart Money series.
Right, right.
Which is a grant that we got from FINRA. Don't ask me what FINRA stands for because I always forget. And I've looked it up like multiple times.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing, in February, we're going to do a reality fair. And what that is, it's you stop at one booth, you get your find out how much you're making, and then you have to make decisions at each booth. Like, are you going to rent a place? Are you going to, if you want a preview, go to spent.org. So, which is a kind of a finance game. And it's basically playing spent.org IRL is the best way I can describe it.
So, all right.
And we did move Untangled Threads to 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. So that is our portable fiber arts group, which is knitting, crochet, mending, cross stitch, embroidery, whatever you, or if you just want to sit there and hang out with us. I'm usually there and I'm a hoot.
As you can tell from the show. I mean, just can imagine this in real life.
This is what you get in real life.
Mm-hmm. There's really not much difference.
No.
Maybe more swearing in real life, but not at the library.
No. So, yeah. Okay. Good. Very good. Well, there's a lot going on for sure in December, and you will be closed for a few days. Again, the closing will be
December 23rd through the 26th.
Okay.
And then
it's
again,
a Saturday through Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. And then we'll be closed again. The 30th through the 1st for New Year's Day.
Which is a Saturday through Monday.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. There you are. But in the meantime, we can come and enjoy the solstice celebration on the 21st at after 11.
Yeah. 11:15.
All right.
And we have tons of more other fun programming happening in the new year.
Check out the website, everybody. Infoway.org.
Yeah. Yeah. December, we kind of give ourselves a little bit of a break with the holidays.
Sure.
We understand everyone goes out of town, is busy with family and everything.
But if you're going out of town, you can certainly access some of the online resources from wherever in America or wherever in the world you might happen to be, right? With your library card and PIN.
Yes, prove that you're not actually related to Aunt Vera.
Stop that. But okay. Or watch a holiday Christmas movie is what
That'll
I was thinking.
That'll bring you all together.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. So there
Whether
you go.
You're related or not.
Exactly. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning and for the work that you do at the library. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You're very welcome. My guest today from the Farmington Public Library here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.